Barrington Malcolm is a clergy training instructor with the VA and an Army veteran. Since separating from the service, he struggled with suicidal thoughts, but he says it can be hard to seek help.
As a veteran, as a military person, I'm not very comfortable speaking with mental health professionals about my mental challenges, and I do have them.
Malcolm has developed certain tools to help him stay grounded, tools he teaches other religious leaders through the VA's community clergy training program.
So when I conduct my groups at the hospital, I let them understand that, look, what I'm sharing with you is what I'm using to help me stay alive.
At a recent training at the Central Texas Medical Center, about 20 clergy members and veteran advocates swapped strategies they've used to support those in need. One of the attendees, Mark George, is a chaplain at the Caldwell County Jail in Lockhart, Texas. There, he sees a lot of incarcerated veterans in extreme distress.
They're normally telling me they're having dreams of suicide, and they see themselves dying this way or that way. And I really don't get into questions at that point. I just let them talk.
These kinds of incidents happen a lot.
Just last week, I had an individual tell me that I won't be here next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Well, where are you going to go? I mean, you're going to be here for like 2 years from what I can tell. Well, I just won't be alive next Tuesday.
Malcolm steps in with feedback. Keep them talking, he says. Don't leave them alone. Call the VA's suicide hotline.
That's the crucial part. That's the good part of our job, is to be able to really listen and hear. Hear what is not being said, and don't be scared to ask the question. Use your ignorance to inform you.
Since 2010, the VA has been offering trainings like this to help clergy become more familiar with veterans' issues. Things like transition-related problems, traumatic brain injury, PTSD, suicide, and military sexual trauma. It costs the department a little over $1.5 million each year and operates in 47 states. Chaplain Larry Collins is another clergy training instructor in Texas and served in the Air Force and Navy. He says veterans come to clergy and clergy come to him with questions.
We get questions about how difficult it is for veterans to transition back into the civilian sector after deployments, the specifics of symptoms related to PTSD. They want to know more about moral injury, but mainly from a practical standpoint, what can we do?
The training offers tips on how to reduce veterans' isolation by creating supportive networks and empathize with veterans who may be having a stress reaction. It also outlines the major differences between military and civilian culture. Veteran service organizations and local mental health providers are usually looped into the trainings, giving clergy places they can refer out if necessary. Collins says veterans value the anonymity and acceptance offered by clergy, in part because there's stigma around mental health issues.
One of the things that we talk about is this idea that spiritual care, in its essence, is total acceptance. It's non-judgment. And I believe that many of our veterans know that.
For Barrington Malcolm, the other VA instructor, one of the most important things for clergy to realize is that they themselves can connect with veterans, even if they haven't worn the uniform or been in combat.
The first part, I believe, is for clergy to open themselves to become vulnerable, to recognize I'm a human being. I hurt too. I don't live up here in the sky without pain. I struggle too.
The VA trainings seem to be making a difference. Early outcomes data showed that clergy who went through the program were more likely to make referrals to the VA and other mental health providers. Attendance has risen over the last 9 years, with more than 1,500 participants in 2018. This is Carson Frame reporting.